The following program may contain content that your kids would love to hear, but you may not want them to.
And now, here are some scenes from our next Wolfman Jack show.
Nero Vlate Diplom Cron Lovey.
Wolf, you're reading the copy upside down.
I know that. I'm just testing you. You know what I mean?
If you hold it like this.
Like this?
Yeah, careful. It's delicate.
Yeah.
No, don't squeeze it. No!
It's imperative that every nuance relates unequivocally to the meter of your voice, and that the phasing of each vibration is recoiled within the structure of the sound, therefore producing the clarity and perfection of simulated reproductions passing the electrons onto the tape.
Everything okay at home, Ron?
All this and more on the next Wolfman Jack show. Don't miss it.
Lydia. I met her at the World's Fair in 1900, marked down from 1940. Ah, Lydia. She was the most glorious creature under the sun.
Thais! Dubarry!
Gabo!
Rolled into one.
Lydia, oh, Lydia, say, have you met Lydia? Lydia, the tattooed lady. She has eyes that folks adore so, and a torso even more so. Lydia, oh, Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh, Lydia, the queen of tattoo. On her back is the Battle of Waterloo. Beside it, the wreck of the Hesperus, too. And proudly above waves the red, white, and blue. You can learn a lot from Lydia. When a robe is unfurled, she will show you the world. If you step up and tell her where. For a dime, you can see Kankakee or Paris or Washington crossing the Delaware. Start relaxing. Up the hill comes Andrew Jackson. Lydia, oh Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh Lydia, the queen of them all. For 2 bits she will do a mazurka in jazz, with a view of Niagara that nobody has. And on a clear day you can see Alcatraz. You can learn a lot from Lydia. And see Buffalo Bill with his lasso. Just a little classic by Mendel Picasso. Here is Captain Spaulding exploring the Amazon. Here's Godiva, but with her pajamas on. Here is Grover Whalen unveiling the Trilon. Over on the West Coast, we have Treasure Island. Here's Nijinsky doing the rumba. Here's her social security number. Oh, Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh, Lydia, the champ of them all. She once swept an admiral clear off his feet. The ships on her hips made his heart skip a beat. And now the old boy's in command of the fleet, for he went and married Lydia. I said Lydia.
He said Lydia.
They said Lydia.
We said Lydia. Nah, nah.
Technical difficulties may always be beyond your control, but never so that you cannot listen to the Godfather of Internet Radio. I am here, the Bard of Broadcasting, the best of the best of them all. I hope you have your secret decoder ring, because you're going to need it tonight to understand anything that's going on. It's already out of control. It's Cotolo Chronicles at the circus tonight with Jeremy Long and Ray Cotolo. Two people I hate. You'll remember them both. Come on, let's go. Ice cap to ice cap, from Hamlet to City, from Othello and into every bordello. Remember this. Keep water away from digital equipment. Never put water near a digital equipment. My name is Frank Atolo. Man's name adorns the title of the show. And every bordello I know, as the end of that phrase, does always go. I didn't mean for that to rhyme. What I mean is that every bordello tonight will be, have this show live, streaming live. Because, I mean, if you're going to lick somebody's elbow or toes or do anything really kinky, you're going to want to be here on this particular Y2K plus 17. It is the, it's October, sometime in October, and two people who have been at one time or another, not just guests, but co-hosts of this show, have managed to be in town at the same time that I'm in town. And so I said, well, what the hell, you know? I have to put my feelings aside and let them come on again and be with me here on Cotolo Chronicles. And especially since, I mean, there's no especially since at all, but I want to tell you a couple of things first. They're here. They're right behind me, and they're primed. They're primed and ready. I know that, they've prepared. They've worked all day so that they don't make fools of themselves here. And I think that that's going to be important, but you know them both, and I'll introduce them to you in a second. I won't have to. They'll just come on. I'll just leave.
Hi.
They see that they're in the background there. But I want to mention a couple of things here first. For those of you who listen to this show, either live or lifelike, the return of Tom Savino. It's very important we promote this. We believe it's the 26th of October. That would be what, next week? Oh, is that next week? Is that next week?
Yeah.
Yes, next week, we believe that Savino Veritas will be returning for another season of, action, excitement, and humor, and political, stuff. Because Tom Savino, feeling well enough again to get behind the mic and, really give it to you. So, we're gonna have them. We're gonna have Tom on again in the future, because we hope the future is here for both of us. And we hope when it becomes a present that we will actually be here. There's that. There's a couple of other things. What? I don't know what. We're not gonna do a couple of other things. We're just gonna kind of fly and float and fly today, and talk about some things, and, everybody's gonna try. There's gonna be a lot of one-upsmanship here now, I guarantee you. This always happens. You get three people who tell jokes, and you know what happens? They fight each other, because people who like jokes, anyway, you can't put three comedians in a room without the fierce sense of competition which goes on. Even when one of them, even when one of them is superior to the other two. As you can see, you see it's happening already. So I don't know how we're going to do this, but we're going to do it. So remember, Tom Savino comes back. What else? Go buy the books, do all the other crap. We'll talk about stuff as we move along. And then, see, they're talking already in the back. They all want their own mics and everything, and they think it's going. But this is Cthulhu Chronicles. Stay with us for 2 hours. We're gonna have some fun. It's less than 2 hours now, but it's just, the first thing I want to do here with Jeremy Long, who's sitting behind me, with his, what do they say? At the bit? Foaming at the bit? No, you don't foam at the bit. You foam at the mouth and you, what do you do
chomp
with the bit?
The
you bit. Chomp at the bit. Okay, here he is with all those great phrases that he knows, all those tired old phrases.
You know another great phrase? Fuck you and the horse you rode in on.
Ladies and gentlemen, this show, as we remind you, is for adults. In fact, remember.
Remember that phrase,
huh?
Though?
What?
Fuck
no.
You and
wait,
the horse.
Hey. We got to remind them.
All right. Well, I'll wait till they remind
The following program may contain content that content. Your kids would love to hear.
They would love to hear it because we know,
we don't want them
these two kids who are, I would like to say they're proteges, in a way. Because I'm going to tell you why first, and then we're going to move on. You're going to do that joke?
Yeah.
Is that the joke you're going to do? What? You know that? You've done it? It's new? I know. I heard it already. Yeah, we'll do it.
But you
want to say,
saying.
You know what? Let's see if it works without using the F-bomb. Let's say the horse, you and the horse you danced in on. Let's see if it works.
No, it's still... Why dance? Road isn't the bad word.
Oh, that's right. You and the horse... Well, what is the band word?
You.
Oh, that's right. How about this? How about screw off and the horse you?
Screw you.
Yeah.
Screw you and the horse you rode in on. And then you know the horse is just like, whoa, buddy. Calm down. I just met this guy at the stable.
So in other words, the guy doesn't, he's on someone else's horse or he just got it or what? What is this guy, you know?
Yeah.
I'm interested in what happens. Before, I wasn't interested in the characters of the joke, and you know that. And so,
name is Josiah, and you know he's lived a pretty sheltered life. He never went out on journeys.
Move over and let's get the other guy in here too, because God knows he can learn something from all this. Ray Cotola, as you know, who is also on SRN Media Works. For those of you who are listening lifelike on other stations, because, you know, if you go to CotolaChronicles.blogspot.com, you'll find out all the stations we're on, and some of them have closed or shut down. I don't know, but you just go look, or you could Google it, or you could Bing it. Does anyone use Bing anymore?
No.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's one yeah and one no. Here's the deal. The deal is that Jeremy's in from California. Ray, just in from, he's going to be leaving shortly for Indiana. Which is the middle of the country, and you, of course, who on the far end of the country.
Yeah.
And Jeremy has been playing here and there. You know what I was thinking? Okay, now, you know, if you guys want to play with your phones while you're on broadcasting land.
No, I'm right, here.
Tell us what...
I'm present.
Tell us what you do. We were going to talk about comedy, unless you guys got anything else to talk about. The crickets here tonight. Listen, No,
vivid.
He's not. He disappears when you talk about him. Let me get. Oh, I can't
what
take
was your
this.
Question?
I don't know this microphone. I got to take it off the thing.
We're not going to talk about comedy, we could talk about the mechanics of quantum theory. If anyone would want to do that,
you know,
Ray seems to think that science is funny. You do, don't you? Because you use science in your bit a lot. You say like, hey, do you know the quantum, you know, you tell them something about, you ask them something about science, and the person just sits there and goes, I'm sorry I came.
Well, I mean, the funniest part about climate change is the science behind it.
Right. What about you? You got any climate change jokes? What's going on? You should see Jeremy. He's grown this, you know what it looks like? It looks like a chia pet on your chin. You look like you got a chia pet. Doesn't it look like a real, you remember that? Chia, cha-cha-cha-chia.
Chia. Yeah.
You know, they should have you upside down, your head upside down, and then people put water on the chin, and then you grow.
If only my beard could grow that fast, cause with water.
I agree.
no, you can't hold the microphone. It's broken. You're broken in it. You'll break it in half here.
Can't
we're here. What?
No, that's for sale.
Here at Cthulhu Chronicles.
Wait.
Wait, he's got something else. Go ahead.
So, you know, I had a show on Monday night at the Perkin Point.
I know I was there.
Frank was there. Ray was the MC. And I went and visited my old college campus on Wednesday while I was back in town.
Okay, is it old or have they fixed it up?
No, it's old.
It's old. It's old. Okay. What, do you want to mention the college or do you think they'll be ashamed if you do? Go ahead.
One of my old professors, she's old.
She's an old professor at an old college, huh? Boy, I'm done. And you're so young, too. Okay.
She came to the show, and then I was talking to her when I visited the campus, and she's like, yeah, well, it was great. She loved the show. She said, Brandon, my opening act was very good. And she said, what about that other guy who introduced you? I was like, oh, yeah, Ray. And she said, yeah, he should keep his day job.
Wow. You know what? You see? You know what's wrong with you? I want to tell you something, you guys. You can learn something here, too. Because I know that Ray, I told Ray, we had a private discussion before, and he said something that made people laugh. But it was kind of at school. Now, what are you doing? What is the comedy? What are you doing in terms of comedy there at Elizabethtown University?
I do improv.
Okay, and he told me he'd said a joke, and then someone came over, and said, I'm going to let him tell this joke. Tell this joke. Now, why I'm bringing this up is because you guys got to learn comebacks. You guys got to have some real strong comebacks when someone comes over like that. You always have to stand up for a fellow comedian, bad, good, or anything. You have to say something like, you know. So when that, what made me think of this was what you said.
Yeah.
The person said, let him keep his day job, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay, well, I'm going to show you something that happened with Ray and then show you the comeback.
I just told you tonight, right?
Yeah, you were doing improv and you had to do, what was the setup?
Okay, so we were playing.
I'm holding the mic
tonight. Sorry, okay?
Jesus.
Okay, so we were playing this improv game. Called World's Worst. The whole premise of it is the audience gives a suggestion, like World's Worst Chef, and then the chef poops in the brownies or something. So then we got the suggestion of World's Worst Vacation. So I walk out on stage dragging a suitcase on wheels, and I turn around to go back, and I say the line, I can't wait to board my plane to Syria!
And they found that
offensive.
You know something? They said, it's not funny, it's people dying in Syria, okay? I could go the whole thing. Someone said to me, there's people dying here too. But I told them, I said, you know what you need? You need to come back. Cause the teacher, was it a teacher or the person who?
It was the group.
But who came over to you and said, someone came over and said what?
No one came over.
You said the person who ran the place.
No, I said the group.
Okay, the all together they said it? Would they? In unison, what?
The people who ran the group.
Okay, what was the main comment from that particular improv joke?
Just said, don't do it.
You said they said what?
They just said, don't do it.
Don't do it. So.
And no, you said they said something specific.
No,
like,
They just told me not to do that joke.
But I thought you said to me.
That joke would come up a second time.
Wait a second. You said to me before. Wait a second.
It's
I'm living on this earth.
Yeah.
You said to me before that they said, this is what happened. You said that, someone said to you, don't say that because, it's not funny.
No,
because
they didn't say anything of that sort. They just told me not to do that. Or any jokes along those lines.
Oh, okay. So even if they said that, okay, don't do that. So here's
what I would say.
Go ahead. What?
I'd say, see ya.
Okay, not funny. Okay,
I wasn't trying to be funny.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying,
you could be funny.
And
you
we're
could,
not allowed to make jokes.
You
got
to know. Yeah. But it's like, yeah. Instead
more
of
like,
saying bye, because you can say what? What did you tell him? What?
It's more like Syria later.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one too. But it's not what night.
Do they think that every time an audience gives a suggestion, you're just going to use Syria every time? Because they were like, don't do that again.
Don't bring him along. He's the Syria guy.
As if that would come up, no matter what the audience suggested.
Right, that's right. I'm sorry, the comedian obsessed with Syria and Syrian humor.
Yeah.
All right?
Syria loves those
Here's
types
what I
of
said.
Jokes.
If someone said, don't do that, I would have said, I have a right to do that. My two brothers died fighting in Syria. You said it's serious to them, right?
Yeah.
What would they say, right?
Yeah.
What, is he going to sit there?
You only have one brother. That's a lie.
This show. Yeah, you see? You gotta keep them going. You gotta keep going on. So what you said before.
Yeah.
We had a comeback. I totally forgot what that was all about.
Oh, you had a comeback
for what?
For keep your day job?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So you say, keep, she says, tell them to keep your day job.
Yeah.
And then you should, I would have went, hey, tell you what, why don't you tell him to his face? I'll tell you where to meet him, and you could tell him right to his face, you stink, you should keep your day job, even if that day job, okay, even if that day job is taking money out of homeless people's little buckets. I would, you know, and then
what if I said,
that's just your professor at school, my son. I'll tell you something else. I'll tell you something else there, professor at school.
Yeah.
Okay. You just keep going until they finally
I'll tell you something else, professor lady.
Yeah. Listen, professor lady, I don't get marks from you anymore. Okay. But now that you're here and you're giving marks to other people, why don't you get up and say something funny? Do you, can you do it? Who was she? What was this one? What did she do? What kind of teacher?
She taught,
this isn't the one I was involved with when you had the group. There.
No.
No. Okay.
You know, what I did say was, that is his day job.
So, you said that?
Yeah.
Now, why didn't you say that in the first place?
Well, because you cut me off.
Well,
I wasn't actually done with the story.
I talked to her after the show, too, and I asked her what she thought.
You did?
Yeah, I asked her what
you
she...
You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah! Old lady, professor.
This is Professor Lady.
Yeah. I talked to her, and I said, well... And she actually complimented me on my act, and I asked her, how, what'd you think of Jeremy? And then she said, he moved out there for this?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I met her also on the way out.
Yeah.
She was walking. She didn't recognize me, okay? So when she's just about to walk out the door, I put my leg out. She tripped. I tripped her. Tripping people's always something you can do and have a lot of fun with.
I just got a shower real quick with her.
Yeah, I know. That's all you need, one. You see what I'm saying here? This is we know exactly how to do it. Now, I want to show you something that I did last week, because every once in a while I see something that is absurd, and I hear it, and that cricket.
Came only for the comedy show.
Yeah.
You know, I was listening to old episodes on my phone.
Episodes of what?
The show.
You got nothing better to do?
No.
You got old episodes on your phone?
Recordings on there. And remember, and then I found the one where we were interviewing my friend and fellow comedian, and so he's in our group, Barry Rothbart.
I remember Barry, yeah.
And there's a great part in there where he tells a joke that he told at one of his shows, mm-hmm. and you go, what, too early?
Oh, too early.
And we just busted up laughing.
Because it's supposed
you're
to
like,
be
what?
Too soon?
Yeah, it's supposed to be too soon. You're like, too early?
I like, you know, you see what I did though? You see what I did here? When you did that, I made a joke of it, see? See, I joked of myself, there's a joke that was wrong, and I said, too early? Come back at midnight and I'll tell you again, see? So you sound like you're right. You're always supposed to sound like you're right. You're always supposed to sound like
you're
right.
You heard my... Hey!
Now we're doing
my comebacks at the Monday show.
You did very well. Tomorrow night, anybody who's in Pennsylvania, should,
bring
go over
your
to.
Blunt objects that are tossable.
Usually I'm at, a place called, St. Thomas Roasters, at least once a month. And I'm booked also 12 times next year, okay? Ooh. 12 times I'm booked.
There's 12
that's
months.
Once a month.
Yeah, right. That's once a month. Yeah, right. So anyway, tomorrow night, because I'm busy, Mr. Jeremy Long and, Kevin Bisner will be there with the guitar.
Kevin
Why
Costner.
Can't I remember his name? What is his name?
It was close.
Cause you don't like
you just switched the first letter. It's instead of Kevin Bisner, it's
no, Brandon. It's you guys I don't like. Remember that.
Brandon Kistner.
Brandon Kistner. Kistner. Is it Kistner or Kistner?
Kistner.
Okay. They'll be there tomorrow. Now, Brandon's going to play that a song, and then Jeremy's going to come and do four jokes. Then he's going to do a song. Then Jeremy's going to come up and do four jokes.
Do you think that's how we should do it?
I don't care how you do it. I don't. You'll be lucky if anyone walks through the door.
I have people coming specifically to see me.
That's what you said last time, and there was
that
the
was
big hole in the background.
There
were 30, what? 30?
It was 30 people.
Yeah, there were 75 seats, so it was that dude, you know.
Listen, Frank said, hey, why don't you take over for me at St. Thomas Roasters, because I have other plans. I was very, just very generous. But before I had thought about Brandon opening, I was like, but you do 2 hours, Frank.
That's right.
That's like two Netflix specials. Who am I, Dave Chappelle?
That's what he said?
That's what I said.
Well, you don't look like him to me. Does he look like Dave Chappelle to you? Why, does Dave Chappelle do 2 hours? When?
He just released two Netflix specials.
Yeah, an hour each. Not the same time, though. Not 2 hours at a time. Right?
2 hours, an hour.
Why are we giving him any press at all? He gets enough gosh damn press. I like him too, but you know, come on. All right?
Too early?
Too early. But maybe I won't show you this. Let's just move on here.
What is it?
We're going to talk about...
Is it Church of Latter-day Saints?
I want to show you a product. What? No, I want to show you a product. I felt like, for instance, I don't remember this, last year sometime, or this year sometime, I bring to the attention of people, in case you get it in the mail, this particular item called pain spray. Okay? this is a miracle in every bottle, pain spray. This
is
real.
That's why they're hiding the miracles.
This is real. Look, it's $2.99, 4 payments of $2.99.
What a bargain.
They spread the pain out.
I went shopping for miracles the other day and they were fresh out, because they're putting them on.
Because they're in pain spray, okay? Help stop pain.
One free miracle in every bottle.
This is not much of a miracle. Look, help stop pain temporarily. So you need more. Some miracle.
They don't want...
Right.
Well, they don't want it to fix it permanently, because then you would stop buying
exactly.
The pain spray.
I just gotta say, I don't believe that you were out shopping for miracles. I do believe that you were out shopping for Miracle Whip.
Wait, hold on a sec. The what? $2.99, is that with the 35% off coupon?
Save over 35%. Similar items, like there's, you know, hey, like you go into the drugstore, you know, where's the pain spray aisle?
And they're like, we're all out of pain spray, but we have Boo Boo Bib.
We have some sickening salve. You got salve for the sick.
Got the hemorrhoid annihilator?
Yeah, we got hemorrhoid, yeah. We got just a salve shrinking. But anyway, look, it says, anyway, this is something that is—it's real. It came in the mail, like they want me to buy a pain spray, and there's all sorts of stuff. It even no, that's not it.
Look at all the parts. Yeah, says on the.
Wait a second. Yeah, no. But anyway, when I see things like this, I do an hour on it. Okay.
Yeah.
You can, if you want to do, you can take some of this. What?
Don't worry. It will not stain your clothing.
No, it won't stain your clothing. Okay. So I kept that because.
Always make love. Partially clothed.
Then I found
naked.
This. Then I found, you know, and this what this proves, that anybody could be an entrepreneur, and you could do some funny stuff. You could do some funny stuff on this, because a couple of weeks ago I got another one, and I know this. Okay. You could make a product and then offer it and claim things that are so generic that it just doesn't matter, right? So here is, ladies and gentlemen. Beano, okay.
Yeah.
Beano, okay.
What?
And look at this. It doesn't even tell you what it's for or what the heck it is first.
Well,
it just goes
$3.
It just goes, yeah, pick up Beano at your local retailer.
How much does it
Honey, cost? I gotta leave early this morning. I've gotta go to the local retailer.
They got a sale on Beano.
Well, how much does it cost?
Well, save $3 on Beano.
It costs $87.
It better
on the
be
back,
free.
Now look, wait. Here's it. Now look at this. Read that. Take Beano. Come on!
I can't hold the paper or the mic?
No.
Take Beano before meals and stop discomfort before it starts.
That was not at all I was expecting it to do.
Now, the thing is this.
Beano.
It's telling you, it's saying you have discomfort when you eat. It's telling you, stop your discomfort before you, and it's assuming you have discomfort for you. I don't do
what. What does the Beano mean? We haven't gotten to that yet.
Now, I know, it doesn't even say that. You know, it says, the Beano has enzymes. Enzymes.
It's got the special enzymes.
It breaks down complex carbohydrates, making gas, causing foods easier to digest.
Causing foods easier
no,
to
gas,
digest?
No, gas causing.
Making gas causing foods easier. Now,
What's the
asterisk? Wait, you can stop right here. First of all, it has an enzyme. and you know how many people who sit down to have their morning breakfast or
God,
their afternoon breakfast. Or,
how many
enzymes in a plate of spaghetti? I'm going to break down those enzymes. And, oh, wait a second, don't give me that, honey. That has complex carbohydrates in it. Not the simple ones like I enjoy.
Yeah. Oh, if that's what's for breakfast, honey, you better give me a side of Beano so I can break down the...
when you come up with a name for it, and I'm thinking I always think of people hanging around. What? You got more?
The bag of Beano is 100 count.
Yes. 100 Beanos.
You get 100 Beanos. For $3.
100 Beanos in the bag. 100 Beanos in the bag. If one you should eat 99 Beanos in the bag. 99 Beanos in the bag.
This expires soon. You better use it.
So does the Beano.
Every once in a while, I get something like this. There's, I mean, hey, consumer. Wait. You got to read it. Consumer. And those are people who heard this, me talk about this before.
Yeah,
it's tough.
We're a half hour in.
Just quickly here.
We talked about two coupons.
Listen to this. Limit one coupon per purchase. Retailer. Oh, this is too much. This is stupid. Anyway, this Beano. If you get, there's a thing called Value Pack. You get it in the mail, they send you, and people advertise all their stuff there too. And now, what I'm going to do is hand over the mic to, for a couple of minutes each, so that each one of you can do a little, something or other. Why don't you do, here's what we'll do, since we'll do improv, we'll do some improv stuff. Okay, how's that?
Okay.
You mean we weren't going to do that? We had to write stuff for this?
No.
Okay,
no.
Good.
Let's do something here. What would you do if I, froze and you had to do the show? You're like, oh my God, he's frozen.
Yeah.
What do we do?
Break out the chisel. Let's time to sculpt the Mona Lisa. You with me, Jer?
I would just go home.
Jer.
I was going to ask you. There's a flight tonight.
I'm starting the bit, and then you're making jokes.
Call the fire hydrant.
The fire hydrant.
Fire hydrant people.
What would you call?
911. We need the fire hydrant. Stat.
What would you call the fire hydrant? Ed. So look. Let's do this. I'm going to give the mic over to you, and you're going to tell me a couple of things. I'm going to talk about a couple of things. For instance, what today, because you're both different ages, really. He's just going to college, Ray, and you're out of college, and people are still trying to figure out how you made it through four years?
Right?
4 years.
A full 4 years.
You could still get, by the way, if you have yourself a month and you have nothing to do, Jeremy's documentary about me is still available. Now you could cut it into pieces. You could cut it into pieces. No, forget it.
On CISO.
Tell us first from your point of view, Jeremy, because you're out there with all the with people and stuff like that. When you're not taking selfies with famous people who are on the street, happen to be walking to get themselves Beano, shopping for Beano or something. What is going on right now that's really hot in the stand-up business? For instance, you know, because every time, besides Trump, because everybody's doing the Trump jokes, the late night crap jumps, and I'm sure they're doing it on the stage and everything. What's really hot? What's going on?
Yeah, tell us, Jeremy. Tell us.
Sex jokes.
Hold on to this and do it. Can hold on. Just make sure you don't, if this falls apart, this is held together by 3M Scotch tape, the finest used in.
The new Molotov memoirs book, 3M.
3M, that's right, 3M and 2M. Okay, here.
You say sex jokes are hot right now? Is that what you just said?
Go ahead, hold it right here. Right?
Yes, like dick jokes.
I'm gonna pee while you do this. So go ahead.
I was gonna say your sex jokes probably turn off crowds.
I have no sex jokes.
You don't have any sex either.
What's different between the sex jokes they're telling now and what they always told? What's the whole flavor of
it? It seems like a lot of comedians these days, and I'm speaking like amateur comics such as myself, the ones that I see performing at the shows that I do.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Yeah. It seems like many of them are relying strictly on crude humor, crude humor and an attitude or this ridiculous, highly energetic stage persona to convey their humor that's not that funny. Like rather than sit down and write jokes, let me just talk about my dick in a very over excessive, exaggerated way, and that'll make them laugh.
How is that going over?
I blame Carlos Mencia for that, really.
Oh yeah. It's going over.
Do they have an audience? Is there an audience for that then right now?
There is a massive audience for sex.
I think there is an audience for that. They seem to do okay at the shows, better than you would expect when I see them.
The people who are How come when I'm, you know, when I hold the mic and you talk, I move it over to you. When you hold the mic, you go, yeah, Frank, just talk. Go, well, step a couple of steps backward there, Frank, and then talk. You don't put it over.
You were in the bathroom.
I just came back, and you're going like, well, and I said, Jeremy went, yes, of course. Are the audiences who are the audiences that are really enjoying? Have you noticed if the audiences that are enjoying these guys or gals or whoever's doing this, are they around the same age? Or is it the same generation?
Yeah, I also noticed that if the whole audience is really enjoying those kinds of people, then they don't really like my stuff, like the more dry intellectual stuff.
Oh.
Dry and intellectual. I like how you stuck intellectual in there, too.
You know.
I know that because I've worked with you on some of those jokes, and they're not.
Listen, I'm not here to make fans, just disciples.
Yes, very good. See, it's very good. Now, Ray has another. He may be one of these people, okay? Because he's I wouldn't know. See, the two kids who are separated by a generation. Because my other son. Okay, he goes back to the days of like Rocco's Modern Life. That's more yours, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It was a good show.
Now, I know that, but it wasn't new when you were growing up. Okay, when you were growing up,
it's the same show.
The same show.
Yes, it's the same Rocco.
Okay, what else did you watch that Jack didn't watch? Jack now is 25. Ray is 18, so we're gonna get the
Jack's 25.
Yeah.
Oh, that's 25.
We're gonna get the.
You could kiss.
I didn't know we were the same age.
Some things I don't know why they're funny. I love those things. I don't know why they're funny, but they hit that spot and I laugh.
Yeah.
Okay. What is the earliest cartoon you could remember, like, laughing?
Oh, wow.
SpongeBob.
No, not SpongeBob.
For me.
So I didn't laugh at SpongeBob.
Okay, wait a second. This mic now went to him. So he answers for me. What about me?
Yeah. Well, to be fair, I did answer most of his questions for him.
You haven't been able to hold the mic.
Yeah, shut up.
Apparently nothing that inspired you because of it.
Cause there's a massive overlap because Jack still watched a lot of cartoons when I was growing up too.
Yeah, okay. But I truly don't remember you watching cartoons.
Really?
I don't remember you watching cartoons the way Jack watched.
I watched a lot of cartoons. Like, I remember watching shows like Camp Lazlo.
Now he knows. Now he tells me. I asked him before he does it. Now he tells me.
Camp Lazlo wasn't the first one, but the one that's really fond of me is one Jack liked too, Ed, Edd n Eddy. Ed, Edd n Eddy,
right.
Stupid show.
That's a good one, yeah.
But it's a fantastic show. Fantastic cartoon.
So you didn't like Ed, Edd n Eddy.
No, I loved Ed, Edd n Eddy.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah, there's an overlap between our generations. We aren't that separated.
I always thought SpongeBob was, well, everyone thought there were gay connotations to SpongeBob. Not that I cared. I don't know, SpongeBob, I don't know, cause I liked, you know, I watched Rocco. I remember Cowardly the Dog.
Oh, yeah, Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Everyone,
stupid dog.
Let's all do it together.
Nah.
Stupid.
You're a stupid dog. Ah, you make me look bad.
Dead dog. Dead dog.
And then Muriel would be like,
dead dog.
Oh, Courage.
Very good. You do Muriel. Not many people do Muriel.
And then Courage, Whenever
did he talk?
He would just talk, scream, but sometimes scream? He would laugh, and then when he laughed, he'd go, ah, ho, ho, ho,
yeah.
Wow, you know, oh,
you
wow.
You remember Johnny Bravo?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I loved Johnny Bravo. Now, yeah. Johnny Bravo was one of my, I don't know why I liked that.
I think you related to him very well.
It was, yeah, I know.
Do the monkey with me.
Yeah, it was just, it was stupid, but it was, you know, sometimes, and I did a couple of weeks ago when I was talking about whatever I was talking about, I brought up what happened.
Someone, what?
I was talking about Bugs Bunny because when I would, people used to say to me when I was in Hollywood doing the comic stuff and they would go like, you know, you remind me of Bugs Bunny. I reminded them of the Bugs Bunny attitude and everything and what he, you know, craziness. And that Bugs, was a true, what happened? Was a true inspiration to, what'd you eat tonight? Did we just, what do you have here too? Dr. Strangelove t-shirt?
Yeah, I love that movie.
Yeah, I know, but a Dr. Strangelove t-shirt.
Who designed this?
This came with all the DVD boxes.
Who designed it?
Jack Black.
We got a plug. Who?
Jack Black.
The fat guy who, I say fat guy, but he's fat.
He's more built.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
He's heavy.
He designed it? What? Oh,
yeah,
no.
He drew it.
Yeah, no. Yeah, right. Had to go into the t-shirt business. Kind of ran out of rolls there for a while. Jack Black ran out of rolls. What am I going to do now? I can't do School of Rock on Broadway. Someone else does it. What am I going to do now? Right? Is that a good one? What am I going to do now? Is it a good Jack Black?
That
sounds like Muriel.
Okay. There's those jokes. We're talking right now.
Yeah.
Right now, this, since you're doing comedy.
Well, thank you for calling it that.
It's what you're doing. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, it's this good. It's like you say, you know, play music, even though you play bad notes, you still play music. Okay. So the thing is, not you per se. I mean, anybody who just does.
Well, I don't play good music.
Okay. So, what do you think, your generation, or what do you know your generation really laughs about? And like he talked about those kids. How old are those kids you were talking about doing the sex, all the dick stuff and the energy thing? So what are we talking about there? They're younger than you.
Anywhere from 20 to 30.
Really? Going into 30 and they're just doing dick jokes? Wow. And bad, and yeah, right. They're putting themselves, okay.
People who are just starting and they're
that late, huh?
Yeah,
you know, Rodney Dangerfield didn't start till he was like 50.
Yeah.
You know, so but anyway, and you know what? I keep telling Ray, maybe you want to wait a couple of decades. But anyway, just tell us what your generation of millennials, what are you really laughing at? What are they laughing at?
It's mostly what I call streamlined humor, which is very much like the meme culture of relatable content that makes quote unquote jokes about bare bone human emotions, where it's like that feeling when Bay is hungry, Bay being a slang term for the person you're into.
Do they use a lot of the millennial slang in their routines?
First off, these aren't routines. These are
tweets.
Yeah, these are tweets. These are Instagram posts. These are Snapchats. And it's basically just this giant slob of content that's only aimed to try and relate to innate human instincts instead of anything intellectual.
So now you don't like this because you're shaking your head. If we were on TV, people would have seen that. They would have said, Jeremy's shaking his head as if you're like the old codger now. And you're going, those kids in there, relatable,
well,
whatever.
If that's all they like is tweets and Instagram posts, then I'm out of a job.
Exactly. That's the problem.
Why, you think they're your audience?
No.
So then you're, so then
they're
that,
going to be the audience.
Who would be your audience? The best reception you've gotten from people.
Oh.
Did it span 30, any age group or what?
30 to 50.
Same.
You? 30 to 50?
I mean, that's the only age group that liked my album.
I feel like,
Jeremy left just thinking, it is a comedy album. He just mentioned it.
I feel
Jeremy
like.
He could not hold it in. He couldn't be
that's
serious.
That's part of the fun of it.
I feel like, I mean, there are, give or take a couple years, exceptions, but usually when I look out in the audience and see who's laughing on any given night, it's like, adults, people that could be my father's age.
Usually when I look out at a crowd and see people laughing, I desperately cling to them because I'm broken on the inside.
He's doing that thing, and now Ray, of course, doesn't have anywhere near the experience you have of going, you know, in real places and standing up and either bombing or not bombing or what have you.
I'm 2 for 2 bombing right now.
It's the toughest time to get out there. You remember your first time getting up there's been a great difference, even though you're not like, you're not ready. You're ready, but I mean, they're not calling you for movies or to open up at the Hard Rock Cafe, or even the Soft Rock Cafe, or even at Carvel's Soft Ice Cream. Nowhere. They're not asking you. Even then, though, you've come a long way since the beginning. And
sure.
Think about the first bunch of times you did it and bombed.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay.
I still bomb.
Well, I know that. We all still bomb.
The difference is now you tell jokes.
See where they go?
Well, I don't know what that means.
See, I know, I know. Tell us, no, tell, well, tell us you, what, you remember, what was the first joke you ever told? I saw you, you just started, Did you just start when I saw
no,
you?
I've
when
been
I,
doing it for
you've
a
been
while,
doing it for a while. And, so yeah, because you already had some chops.
I was fortunate enough for my very first show to be at a school talent show where I think I may not have been, that great. I didn't bomb, but I had the audience on my side because it was like all my peers.
Oh, well, yeah, man. So then you get a false sense of security there.
Yeah, I think I did a bit because then I definitely, Ray can attest to this. Huh. There's a very limited number of places to even perform here. So you couldn't go up as much as you'd wanted to.
It's, well, not only that, the crowds suck at most places because it's like you want to do stand up comedy at my yard sale? I hear people at the yard sale want to hear some jokes, really get the bargains going, you know? Exactly. It's a problem.
So,
Central Pennsylvania audiences aren't the best. I've noticed every show I've done when I've come back here from LA has not been my best show.
Especially compared to Cincinnati audiences.
Using the same routine I do in LA on an almost nightly basis, and that usually kills.
Well, say that again. You what? You did what on a usual, on a regular basis?
I use the same routine at the shows I do here when I'm back to visit that I do in LA almost nightly basis.
With a couple of stuff in between and some new things that you stick in the last minute, I noticed.
Right. And
I'm trying not to.
Noticed that it's always tougher here. The Central Pennsylvania audiences are tough.
Well, they're
than LA.
Well, because where you're playing in LA, most of the time people are when people come to hear humor, you either bomb or don't, but they expect jokes, and they're ready to laugh if they find it funny. Okay.
Yeah.
When you go to now, remember when you were a MC at an outdoor.
I was just about to bring that up.
Yeah.
You weren't there.
No, but I know the story.
Oh, you should know that.
I was literally just about to bring that up.
Jeremy got this job a year or 2 years ago.
What? I moved away 3 years ago.
Oh, this was like three.
This was like 5 years ago.
Oh, wow, was it really?
Yeah.
Wow, he got this job where it was emceeing a
outdoor music festival for breast cancer.
An outdoor music festival where they were trying to raise money to give to breast cancer. But this was like in someone's house, and so outdoors, out here in Pennsylvania, if you have a sprawling
open field.
Backyard, you know, an outfield, and people sat there with their the beer
and Ouija boards,
and the beer and food and everything.
And I would go up in between the bands and tell some jokes.
There were
and then
bands.
Bring up the next band.
Right, and he would bring. So we
the minute
we got
I walked on stage, nobody paid attention. They only wanted to see the band.
Yeah, these people. Yeah, and you know what? They didn't even really pay attention. They just the band could have just stood there and done anything and just drums. But, all they needed was drums.
that's like the exact opposite of the Patton Oswalt bit, where he went to the casino. You both know that bit. The bit about how he went to the casino, everyone was so blackout drunk that they just shouted everything he's ever done, and he'd never told a single joke.
Yeah, they were actually asking him to do jokes like it was like it was a band, you know?
Oh. You and I, Frank and I, were in the audience writing Comedy Gold in between my sets. We'd write jokes based on the lyrics of the songs, based on the band names. And then nobody paid attention.
It was as if, you know, you could do the most outrageous joke in the world, about the name of a group. And they didn't know how to take it. No, I don't. You probably do.
I remember a few.
The thing is, he'll tell you some. Now, these guys had regular names, right? Like they were.
You said one of them was,
the real name. What were their real, do you remember
their
real
ones? His name was Daniel Medio.
Okay, Daniel Medio.
And you were like, coming to the stage next is Daniel Medio, who wants you all to know that he's not a member of the mainstream media.
And people sat there, and they're just sitting there, and it's like, he's not, you know?
And then there's another one.
Give me a beer! Claudia, give me another beer! You know? Sitting there, and they, go ahead.
There's another one I remember where, it was these two people. It was like Jim Kawangi and Beth Dunlop, and we were trying to figure out something for them. And then the host who booked me comes over and goes, Hey, Jeremy, just wanted to let you know that joining Jim Kohangi and Beth Dunlop is Francis Noisewater. So, and he's going to do... And so, but everybody had like a program with the list of... Right. So I went up and I said, hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. So next up on your programs is Jim Kohangi and Beth Dunlop. Joining them now is Francis Noisewater, making it a... they're branching out to become a trio.
Nothing.
Why wasn't that nice of them? Good for them.
And then I remember one of them. One of them was
we
like,
were cracking up. We couldn't stop laughing.
I still have a vine. We were sitting in the audience and one of the bands was playing, and I have a vine of you singing like a Muppet, which is an ongoing bit we would do.
Oh, right.
The band is playing in the background, and Frank's just like,
that's the only thing. Lip sync like a Muppet. Which is, you don't have to know the word. Just open your mouth like that. Go, man.
One of the other jokes about the bands was like, Up Pop the Devil or something like that. And, you and I were writing the jokes and I went up there and I was like, next up is, Up Pops the Devil, whose lyrics have been translated into over 500 different languages and no one can still understand what they say. Here they are!
And these people are sitting there. Claudia, where's that beer?
I asked for it 3 bands ago.
Do you remember?
3 years ago.
Do you remember the lesbian ice cream truck?
What?
Remember the lesbian ice cream truck?
Oh, yes! Frank and I were walking around trying to find food. At this place.
And they were, yeah, it was a weird pink. It was a really weird pink. I never saw anything like this.
Lesbian ice cream?
Yeah, it was because there were only women there and they were all buying ice cream. It was pink and I, you know, we were like.
No, the ice cream had little vaginas.
And then I told Jeremy, because I didn't want to get in trouble. One thing I didn't want to do is I didn't want these people to suddenly take out their pitchforks and their 45s, because I know they're walking around with cold 45s. It's that kind of, you know.
These are
like, you know.
They were all. Frank goes, hey, Jeremy, I'd lose your fat jokes if I were you. Jeremy, don't do them at this.
We had a couple of fat jokes. And I said to Jeremy, look, I think we got to kill the fat jokes. Because these guys, they came in.
Ooh, man.
Yeah. They sat down in their, you know, when they sat down, they were all overweight. They were
in
all, I mean, the average cholesterol in that crowd was 425. That was the average.
Nearly 600 times.
Remember, we really cracked up. We were having a ball, but
we
they
got
were
the just, hell out of there pretty quick.
Yeah, we
too.
Did. Remember? Some guy in the back was wearing a t-shirt. Tell him the t-shirt story.
Said,
and then he didn't go up and say
so
this.
People started heckling a little bit.
Yeah.
But mostly they were just ignoring me. But then every now and then you'd get a guy like, oh. Yeah. And one of them was wearing a shirt that said, who's your daddy? So then Frank goes, you know what? When you go back up there, I'd be like, would you like to know who my father is? I could get him on the line right now and you could have a conversation.
Everybody report to this guy over here. What's your father's first name?
His name's Steve Long. He was born in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Yeah, why don't you talk to him?
This is good. This is Cthulhu Chronicles here, coming up to our end of our first hour. We're recollecting some moments of comic bliss and comic bombing. But one thing about our bombs. And I know this for the few times that I did stand up, and that is they're smart bombs. They have a target. You know what I'm saying? Now I was like, you guys have a certain, and I noticed this about Ray when he was brave enough to get up at his school, and they just said, no, he's a guy who doesn't have a solid 5 minutes, Ray. Okay.
Yeah.
And they got up and they said, go ahead, do what? Do a half hour?
Do 10, and I did 15.
Do 10 or 15 minutes. Go ahead. As if, you know, like, you know, he could just dip into the history of his comic life and come up with every star thing. But you gotta, you know, the balls to get up there and do it. And then here are these people who are it's this particular audience, and they're half not listening. They're all listening. They want to hear. They want to, and they're just not with you. You know, a lot of audience aren't with you.
Right.
But they're there for what other reason were they there?
For music.
Oh, they were there for music.
Well, yeah, and that, I think that was part of the problem too, is because I just walked up there as if I was just this asshole that saw a microphone and said, "This is."
Did they tell you to do? Didn't they tell you to get up and do something?
Yeah, but no one introduced me. I had introduced myself, and I'm not going to introduce myself as a stand-up comic.
Yeah. Okay. So, but, and what I was trying to say was I never, did that. I always did my comedy in context. So I would be an MC and, I played an Amish Christmas party. And yeah, it's true. I did. And they, you know, this is paid. This is professional stuff.
Yeah.
I got paid for this. And so you would have to, I'd have to find things to do that they could relate to, so I'd get there early. But the point is that, you know, I'd talk to people, so then I would say things that immediately affected, the crowd, and they knew, so they would laugh, because you bring them in, And Ray had no chance at all. There was no chance at all. I mean, the bookies at Las Vegas were ready to empty everybody's pockets. The guy's gonna bomb, it's 1 to 10, and they thought they were gonna make money on it. Hang on there, the guy's going, oh, I think he'll do okay, I think he'll, and was really, really tough. So, you know how difficult that is to get a couple of minutes, together that are sound, and they still won't, work just about everywhere, obviously.
They were good jokes though.
Well, you know, again, when you can't, measure, tell them, Jeremy, you can't measure failure lots of times by your material. In a sense, I mean, you know, if you'll stand behind your material and you know that sure. Some of it's funny, it's okay. But then nobody laughs. It doesn't mean that material suddenly is no good anymore. You
even,
can't do
my most recent addition to my set, the now famous PCP bit.
Yes.
Bombed.
First time
night,
out, right?
Bombed. Second time, a little better. Third time, killed.
You see? You can't.
Why do you look so proud of that?
Seriously.
Well, because it means something when do that. It means something when you bomb. It's like, okay, well, you know, maybe I did something. And lots of times you can't change it too much because you don't know. You could be ruining it.
Yeah.
You know, because you're telling it to the audience that didn't like it. You can't do that, right? So,
we'll be doing that tomorrow night.
Tomorrow you can do the PCP?
Yeah,
you could get away with that over there. Okay,
yeah. They'll like it.
We've worked on some material, and it's worked out, well. Ray's in that, you know, he's being eaten alive. He's like in the lion's den now. You know what that's like.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's like, I gotta sit back if I'm gonna do this, and I have to get, you know, 3 solid minutes.
Yeah, and you're a hefty guy too. Being in the lion's den is a little more scary for you.
Always bringing up my weight.
Well, because, you know why?
Because
because we had said, and it was funny, because who brought that up at the show the other night?
I did.
No.
What?
You brought it up. Someone else brought it up.
On stage.
Someone else said something.
What, the Frankenstein's comic?
No. Someone else said something about your weight. Was it Kevin? I'm saying his name wrong now.
Brandon?
Barry Kilsmer?
Barry.
I hate this. I'm sorry. I have a mental block with Barry Kivner.
Close. Brandon Kistner.
Brandon Kistner.
I don't think he brought up anything about.
I thought he said something, but we had made a joke a long time ago. But in fact, it was before you had any extra pounds. I told you this.
I was at one point. Skinnier than I am now. Yeah.
Yeah, but even then, there was an awkwardness about you because we were talking about character, and I said, you could use this, you know, right?
Yeah.
And I said that, and every time I said this to people who knew you or saw you, then you know you were a comic. Every time I said this to them, they laughed. So I knew, it's like, hey, this is, you know, work.
It's
like, Jeremy, you know, when he gets up there, I said, he kind of looks like he's someone made of dead body parts.
I said that.
Okay?
He said it
the other night, and they didn't know how to react to that.
Oh.
But I said that, and everybody I say that, laughs because they've seen you. You can't. It won't be funny unless they've ever seen you.
Well, you know that it's I guess similar to that joke you included in the PCP bit, which is it seems to be people's audience's favorite part about the PCP bit is when I say, "So I'm bouncing down the street the other day." I say bouncing because a friend of mine told me that I look at the bear from the Jungle Book when I walked down the street.
You see, now there's
that
an interesting joke too because when you make a simile like that, when you make an simile that everyone can identify, and like I just said, if you'd have said, because I look like my Uncle Bob, who ate the turkey. It's like not, you know what I mean? But they know. You've got to find those images,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
So that works. But, and it's always amazing to me. I tell Ray this too. It's always amazing to me, and you know this also. Sometimes the things that you may think are not the smartest, most clever, and most intellectual ones are just the, they just die at them. You know, it's like, I had no idea that would hit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
This Cotolo Chronicles and the two youngsters I have here with me, I hate saying that, but I have to. Look, I'm wearing my millennial, what are these called? The things on the wrists? What are they?
Bracelet.
Is that what it is?
Close
these millennial.
Well, a bracelet.
I am waking. Okay, forget it. I hate saying my, I am, your water?
You say I'm gay also.
Again, isn't this yours? Oh, this is mine. This is mine.
Ray loves it when I say that I think I'm gay in my PCP bit.
You know, it's getting.
Well, it's not only that, it's also because after you say that you're bouncing down the street like the bear from the Jungle Book, the next line is, and I wonder myself, am I gay?
Yeah, first I pander a bit. I go, what's his name? You in the back, you in the front, what's it? You in the back, this guy's relative. What's his name?
Oh, yeah.
Ah, it doesn't matter. Anyways, I was bouncing down the street thinking to myself, am I gay?
I think that's a certain audience get
the intellectual.
Back
audience.
Hopefully they'll get it tomorrow night.
I told Ray recently, because Ray has a, what, are we doing? Oh, there's there's that wonderful picture Jack drew.
And then shortly after I received this one in text message, I received another wonderful Jack drawing.
The one where you were eating poop?
Eating shit.
Yeah, we were eating poop. Yeah, we just had a ball that night. that was the same night or around the time where we collectively, the Cotolos collectively got together and gave you the idea for the,
Asian porn star?
Yes. Yeah. But when you told us it's an Asian porn, I need Asian porn star jokes, right? Now here's what I'm surprised at the Asian porn star joke, because the one they really left is the one I didn't think was the funniest, but
the
Jeremy.
Mom.
Jeremy Along, if you look it up, there's an Asian porn star that Jeremy found out. He said, hey, there's an Asian porn star with his name.
Yeah.
Jeremy Long, he uses his name. And, so we just sat down and just ratted out jokes. The three Cotolos sat down there. What a team. We would just run out jokes one after another. You know, they came back.
Which one did you think they would laugh at more?
Well, I don't remember all of them, but, and there might even be one or two you never even did.
Oh, yeah. Like the movie title one.
I picked the ones out. I picked out
one. Yeah, we like,
yeah. Yeah, the great curator you are.
I tweaked them. I tweaked them.
Yeah. But there's one here where he, and this is the one that goes over, it always goes over the best. Even when your mom's not in the audience. Your mom was in the audience.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, I had fun with it.
It was, so there's a Asian male porn star named Jeremy Long, same name as me. My mom was very upset when she found out. She goes, oh great, now all my friends are gonna think that my son is a porn star. I was like, I think you should be more concerned that all your friends are watching so much Asian male porn.
And they know, they get it. It's like, yeah, it's one of those jokes that's not per se a joke. And those things, come on. Now Ray tried to do, we hadn't worked on it. Of course, he's up there, but he did this, routine about Chernobyl as a vacation spot.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, when it was, and they were people all over the place or whatever, and it's not, he didn't hone it yet or what have you, but I made him a look at something to show how to tell story jokes. And I'm still trying, and that's what I went, it's what we were going for with the PCP thing too.
Yeah.
A kind of feel, a character feel thing,
you want
okay?
Me to shift in the story. Well, all my other jokes are one-liners.
Yeah, I want you to get away from just doing one-liners because, it's just one after another. There's no theme. But I told him his Chernobyl stuff had a couple of good points where he could go and, you know, he'd have to work on. But I told him to watch something that I think everybody should watch. Do you know the Woody Allen, the moose hunting routine? Did you ever see that?
Yeah.
Okay. That is it's so excellently put together.
Yeah.
It's so funny without there being a particular joke.
Yeah.
The situation and the jokes find themselves in the story and the absurdity works out and everything. That's the kind of stuff that it's classic. Now, I don't know. Here's the problem with things like that now, with especially with the audiences we were talking about. Now you tell me this because you've been up in front of a lot of audiences. Attention span. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you're going to tell a story, are they going to stay with you for or what? What do you find the attention span is best for? Is it best for spurting out things, exclamation point jokes, and then moving from one to the next, or can you get into something?
Of course, as of pretty much everything, it depends on the audience.
Yeah, but in general, do you think that do you think you could appeal to some people with less attention span? Because that's really the problem with the
young. It's true.
I find it is more difficult. Maybe that's subconsciously why I steered towards one-liner jokes.
Or maybe you can't write better jokes.
Oh. See, that's the old now the insult thing comes in.
Yeah.
You know, that's always good if you use it right.
I noticed that. Yeah, I mean, you have to have you have to really showcase it if you're going to tell a longer story, keep their attention the whole way through.
That's why, you got to reach points that are very funny.
Big bangs, not like little. Yeah.
And there aren't a lot of people doing that.
Unless you're a celebrity, then they're.
Oh, yeah. If you're one of Kylie Jenner's seven children that are currently in utero.
What? Did he say? Was this a language from NASA? Did NASA develop this Jupiternian? What language was that? What were you saying?
I was talking about the Kardashians.
Oh, I see that. Comedy. I don't even know what.
They don't do stand-up comedy.
I didn't. Yeah.
They barely stand up.
But that was a good. I know there's some of them that comes along, and you know what? They're part of this rolling. This
Ray's comedic mentality is just say the first thing.
Exactly. Okay,
and maybe it'll be really funny.
Now the other thing I told them the other thing I told them to do is that, you still have to put that together in a parade of thoughts. And I told them that to listen more for rhythm for that kind of stuff that he's doing. Okay. You can't just say that. You got to say that in the context of something. So as opposed to just saying it, because people go like, what? What? You know, like, what?
Okay.
So I told them,
His joke was, they barely stand up.
Yeah. And it's like, you just say that. Imagine getting up and just say like, well, you know, I a lot of stand-up comics were here before me, but they barely stand up. Yeah, I know. It's like really, what is that? The crickets?
Yeah.
Okay.
I told you,
came for
the comedy.
No, Bob, what's it? Saget.
Newhart?
No, Bob Saget does what he does, but he just puts it in the context, and then constantly hits callbacks, and points out to people and does stuff so that it works, because it goes by so quickly and there's so many of them. He's got this rhythm to it, so even something like that has to have a rhythm. But you can't take it out of context. Even Bob Saget, can't just sit down and go. So, you can't just sit down and go, it's not like I'm a faggot or anything, but I do, once in a while, I like to touch a penis, but that's another story altogether. Because now you can't just get up and go, so the other day I felt like touching a penis.
Yeah.
What do you expect them to laugh,
I think a few people in the audience would, just cause Bob Saget and he said the word penis, could be like,
imagine when he started, before they even knew him as doing like really adult, clean stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine the people who, just watch him. Imagine when he started and he was doing that. I saw him and he's great in one, in the movie. Do you know the movie?
How High?
No, shut up. How High. No, the one about the joke. What's it called again?
The Aristocrat.
Yeah, the Aristocrat. Yeah. That is so fascinating.
Yeah.
He's good in that. He's really good in that one.
Everybody's good in that one.
Yeah, there's really not one bad person, but we won't get into the Aristocrat.
Remember at the very end when the credits are rolling and it's like, now the world's oldest joke, and they have Tim Conway slowly walking up the hall.
Remember the end.
Oh, it's a long hallway in like a hotel. And they have the camera at one end, and they have Tim Conway looking older than he already looks. They, like, made him up to look even older. And he's just, like,
walking
like, really slow like that. And then he finally gets up to the camera, and he's like, what did
Yeah, so Tim Conway from the old. He's still old school.
You know, he's the voice of Barnacle Boy on SpongeBob.
Don't even know. See, I don't even know
Man
Barnacle
and Barnacle Boy. You know who Mermaid Man is? Just passed away recently.
No.
Ernest Borgnine.
What, did he drown?
Ernest Borgnine. What?
How did he drown? See? I just figured it out.
Okay.
Right. Can a mermaid be a transgender? This is one. Can you have a transgender mermaid? Sure. That'd be weird, wouldn't it?
Mermaid man.
A mermaid. There'll be a merman.
Dipshit.
A merman, like Ethel Merman. It kind of like. See, this is the stream. You see how you catch on to the stream?
Yeah.
You go from one thought to another that might or might not be connected. Where's he going?
Right.
Where you? I was going to say something, too, about. My friend. Alan Kirshenbaum, who is dead now, he's in that. He talks about it. He doesn't do a joke. He talks about it. Do you know about it? Do you know Alan? Did you ever hear of Alan?
I've heard of Alan. I don't know Alan.
No, well, no one. Well, he's dead now. Yeah. You know, but
I tried my hand at that joke before.
He's from that last wave, the last wave of very straight sitcoms, because he helped create and coach. You ever hear of Coach?
Yeah,
that and
Craig T. Nelson.
And the other one, what was it? My Name is Earl.
Oh, he did that?
See, that was later on.
Dear.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Dear.
Yes, Dear was terrible. Yeah, that was really.
Yeah, let's not mention Yes, Dear.
Yeah, but you're right. He did some very straight ones.
My Name is Earl was okay. It was an okay show.
He was involved in that. But I don't think. But anyway, he's in that. I was shocked. I didn't know he was in that.
Wait,
one. And I said, hey, you're in that.
Oh, right.
Yeah. But anyway, if you want to see a whole documentary about a joke, it's called The Aristocrats. You can get it on Netflix, Biflix, GoFlix. Can't you get it on Gatorflix or Flix or?
Don't forget,
Flix yourself.
Also available is the Frank Cotolo, Tenacity and Gratitude.
Now Ray has a cut. Now here's what everything you want to know about Ray. Is involved in this album. You get it for free. Go ahead, plug your album.
Please buy my album. It's free.
Well, you don't have to buy it. You say it's free.
You didn't let me finish the punchline. You're a bad audience member. Go, get him out. Get him out of here. He's going to interrupt my joke. Buy my album for free on bandcamp.com/Ray Cotolo. It's also on YouTube. If you go on to Ray Cotolo, search Ray Cotolo. It's called... So I decided to record a comedy album because one day I was sitting down and I thought, hey, I think this is something I want to do. I record an album and then I think, what kind of album? I said, let's do a comedy album. And so I did it. So I decided to record a comedy album available in stores online for free.
And he yelled it just like that.
Mic so far away from me.
I put the mic far away because you yell not the other way around.
It moved away.
Come on.
You could put it all together and you get funny. Now I had to.
You know who's been doing a lot more comedy lately? That,
your mom?
That.
Now wait a second. Let's explore this moment. Wait. Let's explore this moment. Really? Let's explore this moment. Okay. The guy who's next to you finishes your sentence with some absurd possibility, right?
Sure,
okay.
Yeah.
Now, why did we laugh?
I didn't laugh.
No, you didn't laugh.
I tried to continue my story. But I was interrupted.
Yeah, exactly. You stopped because he just said, your mom. Now, what is fun? What does that mean?
What does that mean? Well, I say it ironically. Because my generation did that joke for so long, and then we say it stupidly now to make fun of the people that said it in the past. And not only that, why would your mom be doing comedy? Like, really?
She might have tried.
Well, it's 101 joke, right?
A lot of reason I have any sense of humor is because my mother was funny, but not, she didn't know she was funny. Okay, that was, you know.
That's the best time.
So you get funny things from that. A lot of people do. But anyway, junior high school and before that, when people, everybody said, your mother. This was funny. Mom. This is your mother. Yeah, this was their idea of
too early.
Yeah, so it was like, and they would it'd be very funny. They would say like they were just to them it was funny because this is the ultimate insult. Apparently, is to make fun of your mother or to say your mother's a whore. But don't say it. Don't say it like that. You know, like someone would say. Someone would say, I was in bed and I turned over really hard and you know, hurt myself. And that's what your mother said last night to me.
Yeah.
You know, it's nonsensical.
It's like your mother. It's like, you know, I was your mother. It's like, you know.
Oh yeah, that's not what your mother said last night.
Yeah, that's right. And of course in my neighborhood, sometimes it was true. That's a tough crowd, tough neighborhood. Oh, okay. Tough crowd. Listen to the crickets. You'll be hearing a lot of them. Get used to the crickets.
I made that joke an hour ago.
Did you?
Yes.
Now, why didn't that work? Were we fighting for time or for space or what? What did you say? How did we miss it?
Sometimes you're...
See it! Put it close and you scream it!
Okay, well, sometimes you're so into your own words that you aren't paying attention to what other people are saying.
Me?
Yeah. And I say stuff sometimes and then...
So anyway, what I'm... see what I did there? Are we going on Periscope? Are we going on Periscope?
It's just on Instagram. My Instagram story.
Story?
Yeah.
You have an Instagram story?
Yeah. You have an Instagram that you never use.
Because he doesn't use it.
You know why? I'll tell you why. I opened an Instagram account when I didn't have any mobile. And you can watch and look. You could be an audience on a regular computer or a laptop. But you can't upload stuff. Right. You have to be on. So I got myself, what did I get? A tab or a tub? What did I get? An iTab? A YouTube? What did I get? Is it a tab?
You got a tablet.
A tablet. I got a tablet. Is that an iTab or just a corporate tablet?
Just a Galaxy tablet.
So a tablet. Must have a pad is the other one. iPad,
it's
iTab.
iPad, but it's okay. Also a tablet.
Okay. So I got a tab and everybody's on their phones except me. And I haven't done, who?
I'm posting it.
I'm sending the nuclear code.
He left. You left.
I got you.
Sending the nuclear codes and he left. And it's like, why do you have them? Yeah. You always gotta come back. Lots of times you do say something really serious to somebody if they make a joke and the joke becomes what you say. This is my name is Frank Catola, man whose name adorns the title of the show. We're not breaking for anything. We're just talking about jokes, funny stuff we've done, not done, and going to do, why it's funny or anything with two people who are standing up in front of people and attempting to make them laugh with things they say. It's a very difficult and, it's a belittling, experience.
Doing pretty well tonight, he says.
I didn't do well last two nights.
Last two nights? Oh, you mean in front of people?
Yeah, when I did my show at the college and then, you see what I mean? When I did the show at the college and then when I emceed Jeremy's show.
Well, some professor ladies would beg to differ that you did good at my show.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? let's find out where. We'll tell her a joke or two. I don't know how to put this into any kind of order because it's not in any kind of order. We still have to, what are you doing?
He's on Instagram.
It's Instagram Live.
With his 30,000 followers.
Oh, is there
followers.
Such a thing as Instagram Live? Hello, everyone. Anyone listening to Jeremy has 10,000.
I have 30,000.
Okay. Jeremy has 30,000 followers.
And not one of them send you a Christmas card.
Yeah.
You see, if we let them just go, they'll stream off, and not one of them sent you a Christmas card. But here's what I mean. Here's Jeremy has 30,000 followers on Instagram.
We're getting hearts.
30,000 followers, and here are their names. That's the joke, okay? For us, so we're here on live.
Tell me the joke.
We're here on live Instagram with Ray Catola and Jeremy.
Instagram. Live viewers, where they can listen to the show live.
I said, I'm going potty.
Isn't it too late to come listen to the show? They're listening to it here. Why would they can't go? What are they going to do? Get on there and.
Alright, just listen here.
Just listen here and we're on, we're now on Instagram Live. Anybody who is listening on the show live can go to Instagram.
Oh yeah.
And go to.
If they wanted to not listen live, if they
I'm going to the potty. I'm sorry, I wanted to see how Ray's joke would work for me.
But you said potty.
What did he say?
I think he said I'm going to go piss.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
All right, if you wanted to, if you want to see the show and not just listen to it, please join the Instagram Live on Instagram, Jeremy Long.
Do you have that pointed at me or you?
It's at you right now.
So then if you point to us, can you point to us so that they believe that we're both here?
We're both here.
Here's Jeremy Long right here, and Ray Cazola will be coming from the bathroom any minute. Can you, I tell you somebody, I know, I want more, how come these are different colors at various times? I don't understand that.
Oh, it depends on who's clicking.
Okay, so one person was doing that. These are white hearts, another one white hearts.
Yeah, I guess it was only one person giving hearts.
How many people do we have on now? Does it say?
Three.
Three? Three?
D-thousand.
Out of my 30,000 followers.
So that's like, that would be like, is that 1/100th or 1%? Or it's like, 30,000, one, it's one.
Math?
Because you're good at math. Ray Cazola is here, I'm here. This is, by the way, this is live right now, streaming
not
across the universe.
This is also live.
Yes, this and the show that
we're,
people
we're
were listening
recording
to.
Recording a live podcast.
It's not a pod. Okay, shut up. I'm not going to go into the history of this program, but any of you people who know, I want Yuzol, thank you, a big heart. I want everybody, everybody who's on now, three, four?
Four.
I want you all to go get somebody. That would be, right, we'll get all the people that, and then we're gonna,
start a cult.
Now, are they all followers of you?
Yeah, they have to be followers to see that I went live.
Oh, so see, I don't even know how a lot of, others, every once in a while I get on to Periscope, and I'm not gonna do my Periscope routine, by the way. I'm gonna give it to you. I'll give it to you a year later.
Okay.
We know this. I don't know about you. Might be too young. You've heard my
oh, yeah.
Periscope thing. And then there's too easy. I don't know if you can get away with that. But anyway, here we are. Here. This is Cthulhu Chronicles.
The show. We don't have to always address the background.
Right. We just do the show.
The
show. And
then, the show and
okay. So we're talking about funny things. Now, if anybody out there has a joke, they can write it into the Instagram, is there a thing there for, is this
please,
like Periscope?
No,
is this like Periscope? Can you,
yeah, they can write, yeah, they're writing
how do
stuff
we do
now.
Here, put it up against there. What about that? Can you do
they're
that?
They're writing things like, LOL.
What are they writing?
They're writing things like, Periscope has different colored heart. You know, they're writing all kinds
Periscope.
Of
Periscope.
Okay, does anybody there want to tell a joke through the text? You can. We'll and then we'll have one of the professional people here
too. The topic of the show.
It's jokes. We're talking about jokes. Stand-up comedian jokes. Jeremy is now almost a veteran, and Ray has just begun. Hey, did that move by itself? Do these things move by themselves? These,
it did move by
smart.
Itself.
They are smartphones. Huh. They can move by themselves. Who's let's mention some of the people. Let's mention all the people who are on. Who are on right now?
You got TLK Knitting. TLK Knitting.
TLK Knitting. What does that mean? Talk Knitting?
Yeah, there's just no way.
Who doesn't know jokes. Looks like a she.
Okay.
Then there's Scott's to Larissa.
Scott's? Can we just call you Scott's? Just join.
Beth Boulay is here. I know Beth.
Betty? You know Beth?
Yeah.
That's Betty.
She says, but her name's Beth.
Okay, Beth. Hello, Beth. A lot of mine are autobiographic. Well, you know
she
what?
She stole my joke. I said that earlier. I said, please no autobiographies.
If you have something that's related to your own, I mean, we don't have to know your life to laugh at them. Everything can be autobiographic. So if you want to tell one, if you write a joke there, we'll have one of the professional comedians here tell that joke. So just watch to see if anybody writes a joke while we talk. And then we'll tell
premise.
The joke.
Give us a premise, too. Like, yeah. just give us
a... Give us a premise, yeah. And we'll come up with the joke for you while we're here from that particular premise. Or you can tell, or you can do the joke, or just write the joke and we'll tell it.
She's listening to you.
Hmm?
I was listening to you.
Is that the premise? So I was listening to Frank the other day, and I thought to myself, how can I blow my brains out? Like, really?
Oh, there's one right there. What do you think?
Wow.
Good boy. Oh, we don't have applause or anything.
Shower.
Just...
Thank you.
We have crickets.
We have crickets. We have crickets right here, out here in the wild country where we live. This is called Cthulhu Chronicles. It's a show that this is, by the way, you're watching, if you're watching it, and if people listening know this, this is the first internet broadcasting talk show ever. It was here before everybody. So before there were podcasts and everything, we were on.
Before Marin.
And if you want to hear this or other shows, you go to juicedtalk.com and you can get the archives out there too. Now we got a whole bunch of people. We got with their, it's sprinkling hearts here. Look at this.
Yeah,
it's showering hearts here. Who are they? Who are the heart sprinklers here? Anybody tell us? Is a joke? Someone just put a joke down there?
I call it my Dr. Seuss joke. Are you my husband?
Wait, you're just reading. What is the joke here? Can you do the joke?
Okay, well, let me...
He's going to read the joke and then tell it.
He's going to read the joke and then tell it.
A Dr. Seuss joke. I don't know what that means.
I know a Dr. Seuss breakup line. Or is it Dr. Seuss hit line? Read that one? Or him read
you
it?
You read that. Doesn't matter.
Okay, so I'm reading the question and you're reading the answer.
That's not a question. It's what she wrote.
Are you my husband? Akin to are you my mother? Not how dating works. Classic
okay,
joke.
I don't get it.
You know, Ray got it right away. Say it again. Are you my husband?
Are you my husband? Akin to are you my mother? Not how dating works.
Are you akin to my... Are you my husband? Akin to my brother?
Akin to are you my mother? Not how dating works.
That's what it says right here. I don't...
Yeah.
Sorry,
who is
Beth.
That? Whose joke
was
that?
I don't get it.
Beth? What are we not... What'd she put?
She put an emoji of a face that's like smiling, but also sweating. Like,
Okay, so that was a written joke. That was a joke that's tough to say,
right?
Is that a written joke?
I got a Dr. Seuss pickup line.
Go ahead. This is a Dr. Seuss pickup line now, okay? Listen to this one.
We're laughing because as soon as Ray finished the joke, they could hear the crickets. Perfect.
Yeah, the mirror. We'll bring them on later.
A lot. So my Dr. Seuss pickup line goes like this. My oh my, you look so fly, but by chance might you be a guy?
See, that's a very modern joke.
Oh, not bad.
Now, so Dr. Seuss, you're saying was what? He was gay?
No,
he was transgender?
We
shouldn't say that.
You
know, he'll come after us. Those Dr. Seuss people have a very, very strong, thing. You know, they went after your mother once when she was doing a Dr. Seuss kind of, it's a long story, forget it. Let's move on now. Here's that doctor, in case you want to use it, Ray will let you use it.
Ray will let you have it.
Here's a joke from Ray to you. Now you go to somewhere tomorrow, meet to somebody you don't know, pick up line and go and say this.
My oh my, you look so fly, but by chance, might you be a guy?
Fly, what does that mean? I don't understand.
Fly is slang for tight, which is slang for good looking.
You see, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on in that language that a lot of people don't know.
Fly.
See? Fly.
I knew what fly meant.
Yeah, because we're accustomed to the black community.
Does it have to be a...
Is that a black community?
I think does it have to be a Dr. Seuss pickup line? Is that the premise?
Well, that's why it rhymes. It can't just rhyme in general.
What about I got a Dr. Seuss pickup line. I got a doc. Here goes. I got a Dr. Seuss.
Would you blow me on a boat? Would you blow me while riding a goat?
No.
Would you blow me
and the goat?
Would you blow me on a couch? Would you blow me
and say ouch?
And say ouch.
I got a Dr. Seuss pickup line. You ready?
Yes.
Okay, give me your arm.
Oh.
Dr. Seuss pickup line.
See?
Give me your arm, Doc.
You know,
Dr. Seuss pickup line.
I got it.
Okay.
Well, Doc,
that was a literal joke. That's a literal joke.
Dr. Musseuse will loosen your back for you.
You know the leading
Dr. Musseuse. Here's a guy who does right. Dr. Musseuse.
Hey,
Dr. Musseuse. Here's his new book. Dr. Musseuse. Dr. Musseuse's new book, right? Right?
Yeah.
The cat with the muscles in the hat. Dr. Musseuse. The cat with the muscles in a hat.
The cat with
the muscles in a hat.
You know, I I went.
The Grinch that stole my. The Grinch that stole my abs.
I went to the doctor because I had abs. I had a stiff neck.
Who?
The Lorabs.
What a Lorab.
It's like Lorax, but with abs.
Oh, Lorax. I don't even know Lorax. See, we got a generation gap.
I went and I had I had a stiff neck.
Yes.
And I left still stiff. And now it was also like, I was also like pale. And there was like two holes in my neck. Never go see Dr. Acula.
Dr. Acula. There's a Dr. Acula. Now, obvious. Now, Dr. Acula was, you know what they did in a movie called Son of Dracula?
Yeah.
He actually thought, this is how stupid the Son of Dracula had been at the time, right? He comes into a town, okay? Yeah. And he says, they'll all know. If I say Dracula, they're going to know. I'm a vampire. Because let's face it, you say Dracula, you don't go, oh, got a new gardener? They don't do that, right? Dracula's
Dracula
a vampire.
Party of two.
Yeah. So yeah, so he goes, so he calls himself Count Alucard. Like nobody could see it backwards. You're looking at it in a mirror, you know, he's Dracula. And he can't look in a mirror. Okay, so there's all sorts of stuff. Hey. Everything's funny if you really put your mind to it, okay? How many we got now? Five?
Just still two.
We lost two, okay?
But well, welcome Mason Carper to the podcast.
Oh, Mason.
Mason?
Lisa's son.
Oh, okay.
My cousin.
Okay, oh. There you go. Hello to... Oh, what's that? Okay.
Don't worry about it.
So we're here. How did he know? How did he find out you were there?
Everybody who is on Instagram and follows me knows that I'm live right
now. Oh, because I know that they find out. Did they get a notice? Does it say no. Jeremy's live? No.
You know the leading cause of dry
skin. He has
skin.
Nothing to do right now. And he said, let me see what Jeremy's doing.
But
if you talk like that, I don't know.
Well, if they go on their Instagram, it's at the top. It
okay.
It just goes Jeremy's right. Live.
But Frank, do you know the leading cause of dry skin?
Do you
what?
Know the leading cause of dry skin?
What?
Paper towels.
We left room for you people to laugh. So.
There he is.
What?
Who?
The cricket.
Oh, I don't know that one. Here at Cthulhu Chronicles, we're stay with us and get some more people. We're here until 11.
Hey, remember
and,
that old bit? Can I do my Frank Cthulhu impression?
Sure. He's going to do me. Here he goes. I don't know how he does it. So anyway, I have this show. It's like a radio show. And it's really, some people think it's funny, but I say things and they just find it funny. That's
you.
Really good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That reminds me of the impressions bit I did that totally bombed.
Here goes Ray.
I
doing
worked really
impression.
Hard on that one.
Okay,
but,
no.
Go ahead.
So I'm going to do I'm going to do some impressions now. I want you to give me a celebrity, and even anyone on Instagram can give us a celebrity too, that you think I cannot do an impression of. Because I can do an impression of anybody. Just throw a name out there.
Go ahead, toss one out.
Kim Kardashian.
Okay.
Jim?
Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian.
Yes, the famous, the very famous Jim Kardashian.
I thought that might be a Jim Kardashian. Maybe the brother. Okay, here's
okay.
Here's
my impression of Kim Kardashian. Hello, I'm Kim Kardashian, and I have a badonkadonk. That was Kim Kardashian. Oh, you can give me another one if you want.
Very good, very good.
Wow.
Can, yeah,
goodbye.
Can you do,
We're down to one, I'm gonna...
One?
Yeah, one.
Who? Just Mason? That's it? Everyone else left?
It might be just Mason. I don't know who it is.
This is sad.
Say who.
Do you know, I just want to tell you people something, okay? There are thousands of people listening on the radio, the internet radio.
Yeah, we don't need you!
There are thousands of people listening on the internet radio, so there's no reason why you should be doing anything else right now. But because we don't do this often. We're not like those people. We're not like you know, there are some people on
not
Periscope.
Like Kim Kardashian.
Periscope.
Maybe they are listening on the radio. They just don't want to see us.
There's a couple of people that are always on. You know, it says on Periscope, you like to follow when, you know, when Kitsy Bitsy is on again. And you hit it, and then it goes, because Kitso Bitso is on again. What?
Beth said, what? One last joke.
Why? Where do you have to go? What do you have to do, Beth? Beth, tell us. Why do you believe
that? I wrote mac and cheese. Oh, I wrote man and cheese instead of mac and cheese by accident. She wrote man and cheese instead of mac and cheese.
You did? Where
clearly,
did you write that?
Clearly, I have other priorities.
She right, said, ah. Right. Man and
man
cheese.
And cheese.
I think man and cheese is, you know, it's odd you should say that because the very famous documentary of a filmmaker, Ken
very
Burns.
Long?
Ken Burns is coming out. The History of Man and Cheese. It's on PBS starting next week.
I thought that was Well, the joke doesn't work, so I can't remember his name.
Cheese man.
All right, I'm ready to bomb right now. I was going to say.
I'm ending this.
Well, I was going
to
say
he's going to move over to Facebook. Is that right?
Maybe we'll get more viewers. Beth and I are friends on Facebook, so she can come on and join.
Come on over, Beth. The Beth is yet to come.
Can I say my crappy joke?
Okay, wait until I end.
Don't ever do that. Don't ever tell somebody you're going to bomb on your interview. You have to sit and support your own. Go ahead.
If she wrote Man with Cheese, that's almost as classic a Freudian slip as when Sigmund went to the banana fair.
All right. Sigmund and the banana.
The new Dr. Seuss book.
Is that a banana in your face or in your mouth, or are you happy to see me? Right? Is that one? This is Cthulhu Chronicles. We're doing our best to get through these difficult times. These are difficult times. And, all of us. And, you know, you gotta hand it to these two guys, but don't drop it. You gotta hand it to these two guys. See, there's one of those things, right? You just move along. Gotta hand it to these two guys, cause they have the Chiolis. You know, that's what they used to say. Chiolis, is what they used to say it must sound like, I know some Spanish, but Chiolis bowls. These guys got the bowls. The Chiolis, they used to say, because they didn't want to say bowls.
They didn't want to say cajones either?
They said cajones. They didn't want to say bowls.
Cajones.
Cajones. And these guys got the cajones to get up in front of people who aren't even Spanish and say cajones. So that takes cajones in itself, you know. Does it say bowls? Does it take bowls to say cajones? Or does it take cajones to say bowls?
We asked our audience.
Survey said. No, that's when Jeremy's sitting here and he does that texting great with his thumbs. Does everybody text with their thumbs?
Yeah.
Maybe that's my problem. I use my index finger.
That's one of many problems you have.
And now here we are on Facebook.
Yeah.
I didn't know Facebook does this.
Here we go. We are on live on Facebook.
Now how does anybody know?
My friends will get a notification, I think.
What about your enemies?
Where are your friends right now? Let's all do the kind of jokes that Ray is doing, and we'll show him. He'll learn something, okay? So.
Some of them are on the West Coast.
Some of them are all of them.
Not all of them.
No, not all of them.
Some of them are here.
Any of
them? On the East Coast.
They're here? Like now in this room?
Well, one of them is.
I'm doing Ray now. You know what the problem? I told Ray this the other day, and I think it's true. It's true. He's doing one half of a team.
He doesn't have the other person.
He doesn't have the other person. So it's like he did this rhythm. It's like he's keeping. Where's the other guy? How are they gonna get to the joke or nothing? So you're like, so you're saying it, and it's like, and now here's Ray and Ray, ladies and gentlemen, Ray and Ray, because the other guy didn't show up. You know, that's a funny routine in itself. Imagine if somebody shows up. They announce a team.
Yeah.
The fabulously funny team of Arthur and Brash. Da, 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 then comes
Brash?
Out. Yeah, whatever. I know. So out comes this. Hi, I'm Brash. Arthur couldn't be here tonight. He's sick. He's got a temperature. So we're going to do the thing anyway. So anyway. So he's going, Brash stands there like this.
Brash has a temperature?
No. Arthur has a temperature.
Oh, he's out.
So okay. Brash, who's now Arthur's, let's say Arthur's the straight man, okay? Brash is the guy who gives the payload, right? So Brash stands there without Arthur. Someone must have done this sometime,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Brash just stands there and he waits. So Arthur couldn't be here. So here's our routine anyway. Yeah, but not with my sister. No! All of them? Okay, go on. I'm listening. Oh, no, I'd never do that. I mean, the guy just does it.
Yeah.
And I guess the other thing would be is if the guy like, you know, ran to one side and did the straight man. If he did both parts.
It's always so touching to see how proud I can make my father.
Well, because you inspire me. You just inspired a great... I give you all these great ideas, and what do you do?
I tweet, what is Croatia?
We already have more viewers. See? On Facebook.
Facebook, we're not going to tell you. Look at this. Huh? And we're not even a cartel. This is not a cartel. These are just three guys here.
Remember Raul?
Who we have? Raul! We were asking about Raul! We were asking about Raul a couple of... Raul's been on this show. He's a quarterback. Where is he?
He's a quarterback?
So what happened?
No one knows where he is.
No one knows Raul. We have a secret... We have a person in a secret location. Raul! Raul! There he is. He was on the show. He's in Jeremy's movie. He's in the documentary about me, Raul.
The Frank Cotola documentary.
So it's
now available.
Now available.
On Laserdisc.
On
three discs. DVD.
And where is it available?
Amazon?
At Amazon. Deep down the river. Deep down the river. Okay.
You're gonna need a machete to cut through the vines.
Yeah. And when you get there, someone, here's the first. It was selling at Amazon, deep into Amazon. And here's the first review we had. The horror. Now that's a particular joke nobody gets. So you don't get your
that's Apocalypse Now, isn't it?
Yeah, but would your generation get that?
No.
See, you got to watch out too. The kind
today,
of
today I said the name David Fincher, and nobody knew who I was talking about. Fight Club, the director of Fight Club.
The director of Fight Club. You know what? Damn. All right, I'll take directors of cult movies for $200. I don't know David Felcher. I never heard of him.
Foucher. He's not a puppet.
Okay, I don't know him at all. I didn't know him. Yeah, you got to be careful with who you mention.
Well, even Dostoevsky.
Nobody knows Dostoevsky.
No.
Now there's a name you drop. People should know, but people in freshmen in college do not know Dostoevsky.
No.
Wow. So you said Dostoevsky. What did they think they did? Did they go, God bless you?
No, you think they're that clever?
That's an over. No, they're not. No. Yeah, they're not. They just sit there and go, be funny.
The one guy's...
Be funny. You're a comedian. Be funny. There are people like that. I used to love that. You know,
you're a comedian?
Tell me a joke. Yeah.
Oh, you know what's the worst? What? You don't have to deal with this because you don't have a smartphone. I don't know if Ray does it, but if you're on a dating app, Tinder?
Yeah, go in so they can see you. Come into
no, that won't work.
It
doesn't matter. I don't have to be
okay, all right, so.
If you're using a Tinder or a thing, and then you match with somebody, and it says in your bio that you're a stand-up comic, and that's what I do.
Why do you tell them that?
Hey, tell me a joke.
Right, yeah, right.
First thing they say.
Right.
Oh, dance monkey, dance.
I was gonna say
they don't say that.
No, they say. Tell me a joke. Right. Yeah.
First off, why do you have stand-up comic in your Tinder bio? That's an awful bio quality. Second off,
is it?
Yes.
I don't think women or men want to have sex with somebody who to just tells jokes for a living.
Particularly
right?
You, but.
What am I supposed to tell them? Hey, I'm a construction.
Wait, Brass just showed up. Brass showed up. Particularly you. We're missing part of that, but we'll get it. Someone write something? What is that?
Am I supposed to lie?
When I said David Fincher and Dostoevsky, this one kid said, can you name someone that is I actually know that is a legitimate person like Steven Spielberg?
Oh, a legitimate person like Steven Spielberg.
Or George Lucas?
See, you got to be ready with comebacks, and then you know lots of times comebacks are funnier than anything.
Ray started talking, we lost viewers.
You see that? See what happened, Ray? You know what?
I'm an acquired taste.
No, yeah, that's true. See, that's good. That's good. You see, he's working through his self-esteem. It's a little higher every time. What is this? What kind of body language is this?
I'm a little chilly.
Oh, come on. You're a little chilly. With all that you got on you? Your chilly's like what? Yeah, it's like
a certain pants?
That's all that
you're wearing.
No, not all that you have on you. I mean you.
You're warm.
I mean, you're warmer than me. It's like going into the Arctic and go, oh, look at that polar bear shivering. Yeah, it's like a polar bear is shivering. You know, they did that because they said the ice is breaking and the polar bears, you know, are getting, because it's getting warmer and warmer and warmer, right? But how do they, you know, it's like, hey, there's one over there sweating his fur off. Look at him. How do they know he's sweating? The polar bear is sweating. Eric, I know you're out there. I can hear you breathing. So listen, folks. See, you gotta keep going. Keep going. Who do we have now?
We got a bunch of people.
Anybody we know besides Raul? How you doing, Raul? You okay? Good. I'm glad.
John was on.
Oh, he laughs.
John Beck.
John who?
John Minnick, my friend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He came here once or twice before, and he was on the episode with Barry, because I remember, John? Remember we were talking about the Barry episode earlier?
Yes.
And there's a part, you couldn't get his name right. Not a difficult
John Minnick?
Name. Yeah, it's not a difficult name. It's just John.
How would I know? I know a Minnick. Yeah, I know a Bill Minnick.
Right, but he's not.
I never name. Get his name incorrect.
No, you couldn't get his first name right.
John?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I get all the apostles confused with one another.
In the Barry episode, you were like, three of us have been, three in the studio, and one is Barry, on the radio.
Where are you going with
this? Have been in movies.
Yes.
Not Joe. You said.
I said, not Joe.
John.
His name is John. I called him Joe.
He was here.
That's an endearing name. Someone said, hey, Joe, what are you doing with that gun in your hand? That was a song, though. Mm-hmm. Hey, Joe. You know, it's like people used to do that when you don't know someone's name in the old days.
Yeah.
They don't do that anymore. These go like, hey, Clyde, come over here. You know, just call people, come over here. Yeah. And once in a while I do that when they don't know the name. Here's what I think. I think everyone in the world should wear a name tag. But wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it? Like, you know what it is? But you know what I would do?
Yeah.
I would put the wrong name. See, this is why I don't fit in society.
What
don't
get, society you create.
Don't get me wrong. Hello, you're welcome to the, late night show. Maybe we'll do this show earlier next time. You didn't see this on Facebook. He's yawning, okay? Jeremy's yawning. You know, he's still on, and you know, if you're still on LA time, he should not be yawning. It should be early for you.
Yeah. Yeah, if I was on LA time, I wouldn't even be off work yet.
Why don't you each do, if I was on LA time, I wouldn't be off work yet?
Yeah.
Cause it's,
I'd be off. I would have just got off.
I love that.
That's not none of our business. The easiest jokes in the world, okay, all those. But here's the worst thing is when you get up, when people say things like, hecklers are, let's talk about hecklers. Because you have people yelling out there, right? Saying, tell us something people know. Well, you just said. Someone yelled out, tell us someone.
Oh no, that was in my class today. That was when I was doing a performance.
So okay, so you should say to them, okay, so I use two names, so you should say this. Oh, so if I say that, so Steven Spielberg, that's a funny name, so I should say the name Steven Spielberg. I'll just get up and go, Steven Spielberg! And everybody laughs?
Yeah.
Is that a funny name because you know it? Just because you know the name it's funny? Or do I put the joke in, do I put the name inside the joke? If you didn't know George Washington, and I did a you didn't know Abe Lincoln, and I did an Abe Lincoln joke.
Yeah.
Okay, but I said, Steven Spielberg is sitting in a theater watching a play. Okay, suddenly someone shoots him, and we turn and we go, Mrs. Lincoln. So what did you think about the play?
Yeah.
But it's not Mrs. Lincoln because we said Steven Spielberg was sitting there. We didn't, use Lincoln. You see, you can't do that. You can't just
use They wouldn't
use
follow. Some... They wouldn't follow anyway. They'd be walking away.
Well, you know what? You know what your job is to do? Your
follow
job.
Follow them.
Huh?
Follow them.
Your job is to. Jeremy's funny. Incredibly funny. He'll just raise his hand. You know, he needs the other person because it's funny when you disrupt somebody like that. It's funny. It's funny because you disrupt the person. I can just imagine you walking around doing that to everybody. And it's hilarious. So I think you're sitting here. If there was a scene, a school scene, if it was just a school scene in a movie, we'd put Ray in the, oh, I'm getting tired now.
Keep talking.
We put Ray in the classroom, and the teacher gets up, and he yells out the name. Like, teacher goes, today in chemistry, we're going to study the. And now he's quiet. You're supposed to say something. Say anything. We're going to study the. Go say your mother. Say anything. That's what you do.
Your
mom. We're going to study your mom.
Your mom.
And then the teacher goes, and then the teacher says, no, we're not going to talk about your mom. What we're going to talk about is the very life force. We're going to talk about chromosomes and how they... And he doesn't say anything. You're supposed to get right in there.
Make for a great milkshake.
Wait a second. That's the thing?
Wait, no. No, that's not it. That's not it at all. Then we're going to talk about chromosomes. I was just using that to surf the web the other day.
Chromosomes. Here, listen to that. You know there's a Kevin Nealon routine I love.
Yeah.
Okay? It's where...
He does
a routine.
Thank you for the confirmation.
And he does this routine, and he lets people tell... And he moves on, yell out things. So he goes like, awesome. So the other day I'm walking down the street and I see one of these skunks walking along, right? And the skunk, and I'm saying to myself, wow, you think that skunk would have something, you would have
a cigar.
You think the skunk would have a cigar. So because skunks and cigars just work terrifically, you know? And then the people just get, and they start, you know, like the craziest things. And he never lets up. He stays with that. That is such a great routine.
Yeah, he's really good at that. He also does this great routine where he'll be like, oh, yeah, at some point, I've seen him do his routine like 5 times now, and he does it every time. He'll in the middle of his set at some point, he'll just be like, he'll like look at his watch. I got a flight to catch later. He'll just toss it in there. And then at the end of his show, when you know the music plays, he's like, oh, thanks, everybody. He'll leave. And the host will come back out or whatever. Then he'll come back out. He's like, all right. He's like, thanks, guys. I really appreciate it, but I really do have to catch the flight. So, listen, it's great. Thank you so much. And then he leaves again. Music starts playing, and the host is like, okay. And then he goes back out. Listen, now you're just being selfish, okay? I told you I had a flight to catch.
He's asking for these, as if they're encores. As if they're encores. Yeah, cool. But that other one is just, that's just, how you say, that routine he does is just like...
Ballsy.
It's ballsy. It's a ballsy routine. You know, it says, did you get what? What are you looking at me like? What? What?
I'm listening.
You understand? I know. I wanted you to participate.
He does this other great routine that makes me laugh so hard.
About the 12 boys, right? You're not going to do it.
You let it go.
You're not
going to say a routine.
We don't care. Yeah, we wanted to do funny. Not what he did. This show is not brought to you by Kevin Nealon's hilarious brain, okay?
And Chex Mix.
All right? So we were going to do that. But you could play that game also on a show like this because you'd have people write in a word.
Yeah, it would take them too long.
Yeah, it's too long. This is Facebook, brought to you by Ken Zuckerberger. What's his name? Zuckerberger?
Mark
Zuckerberger.
Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg. It's a Zuckerberg, ladies and gentlemen.
You can call him Jesse Eisenberg.
What are you doing? I'm flying it. So I'm flying into Zuckerberg one day, right? The Zuckerberg Airport. I'm coming into the Zuckerberg Airport. There was another, the Kevin Nealon might have gotten that from, there's another one. There's a kind of routine that's kind of like that, but whatever. Cthulhu Chronicles. Look at that. You're coming. If it's worth it, I can go another 10-15. I can go another couple of minutes if you guys got something to say.
Right.
What do you want to do now? What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about the war.
All right. Well,
let's talk about the war.
First of all, is there a war? Where's the, what war? See, you're waiting for, you need the stand up, you need the straight man. Wait a second, maybe we should learn, do it this way. What war?
You don't know about the war? The conflict of violence that is plaguing this nation?
Oh my.
No, what about it?
It's threatening the generations that have not come yet and that have already come and the ones that are here right now.
Because?
Because they're dying from violent war.
What war are you talking about?
The war with guns and dying.
The dying gun war.
The dying gun war that's been killing off the children, their children, the adult children who've had kids that are fighting the kids in this war that are violently dying from the gunfare.
You want to talk about that?
I want to yell, talk, whisper, scream.
How about leave? You see, you go on. Somewhere along there, you have to get, you know, something's going to happen. You can't just, but you do need the other person.
Oh, shit, the war.
Oh, the war, right? Oh, that war! See, that's what I should have said. So you're like, oh, that war! See, yeah, then I get the joke though, see? But you gotta get, yeah, you gotta yeah, get yeah, it to straight be straight man and it's tough to do that. But the thing is this, Jeremy knows, this is what he's gonna do. Ray is playing around with various different things to do various stuff.
I'm trying to make art to immortalize myself.
And he's going to eventually, you know, he's the what do they call it? He's the
Class clown.
No, he's the
valedictorian.
He's the inheritor. He's gonna be the inheritor of Cotolo Chronicles when I leave.
Oh.
Because he's a Cotolo. You know, it's not like I can get someone else and just call him Cotolo.
Well, I mean, I only play a character. I'm not gonna play a character.
If I legally changed my name.
That'd be creepy.
What?
If I legally changed my name to
Why not illegally change your name? Do you get tickets?
Hey, you think we're going to invite you to the reunion anyway?
Do you think we're going to invite you to the reunion anyway? You know, is he here tonight? You know, he says these setups. You could just find him. You know, is he here tonight? That guy you used to think was Jeremy Long? Yeah, who's he now? He's now Pit Stop Horowitz.
Horowitz!
You know who actually had that last name?
Yeah, a lot. Who?
The Three Stooges.
Horowitz?
Yeah, it was
wasn't there. No, that wasn't Mo, their
list. Yeah, Moses Horowitz.
No, it wasn't Moses. It wasn't Horowitz. It wasn't.
Fight!
No,
fight.
It wasn't.
Fight! Yeah.
No, you're not. And don't make me bet you, because when I know something, I bet, and you're going to lose, because I know it's not Mo Horowitz. His name wasn't Horowitz.
Moses. Yeah, Moses Horowitz.
His name could be Moses. His name could have been Moses.
And
name.
Jerome Horowitz.
Jerome was Curly, but he's not. It wasn't Horowitz.
Horowitz.
No, everyone want to look that up? Someone look that up. Three Stooges' actual last names.
Howard.
Ah, there you go. Their names were Howard.
I'm telling you their real last name.
Oh, well, what's wrong with Howard? Did they legally or illegally?
I don't know.
They were Howards, but their original names were Horowitz.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. Okay, but I was saying it wrong. You couldn't go up and say Mo Horowitz. No one would know. You say Mo Howard, they know. We could talk at the same time. It doesn't matter. People can listen to both of us.
And then Larry was Lawrence Feinberg.
Fine was Feinberg. That's right. Yeah. And became
right.
Lawrence. What?
Horowitz. Mo Howard, real name Moses Harry Horowitz.
Yeah,
Horowitz,
but we were looking for Howard because it
that's
was.
What they changed it to. I said I started off the whole thing with, you know, whose real.
What
name?
What was Cary Grant's real name? I know.
Franklin.
Yeah, you don't know, do you? Huh? Yeah. What was Boris Karloff's real name? I do. I know Boris Karloff's real name.
I like that.
Oh, are you still there? Listen, kids.
The whole time you could just see my hands.
Hey. It was like, hey, it's like Soupy Sales. It's like Soupy Sales. You're doing the dog on Soupy Sales. White Fang and Black, what was it, the other? White Fang and Black Tooth were his dogs. And all you saw were the hands. And you went, oh, really? See, there's comedy everywhere. This is, where are we? We're getting towards the end here. Yeah, we're getting towards the end here. Let's
song by Soupy Sales, My Baby's Got a Crush on Frankenstein?
Yes, I know, it's wonderful. Now listen, we're gonna be back next week,
I won't be back.
He won't be back next week, unless he comes on Skype.
Good riddance!
But,
I'll be back in LA.
And good riddance. You know what it is? There is the joke. It's someone yelling out something and the guy says it. I think that's where Neilan got that. We'll find that out later. But we're gonna be back, we're here every, Thursday night.
Beth is back.
We're here Thursday night. We'll stay on. We'll stay on, First Book, Fest Book or whatever, Fester Book. But we're gonna leave the show. We're gonna leave the show here, because what?
Hey.
What happened?
Brendan Kistner is on.
Brendan
you
can Kistner! Never
remember his name.
Now I got his
he
name.
Says,
we stay on there too. We're gonna hit the theme.
Wait. He says, Jeremy, didn't you date a girl named Blacktooth?
Did you? Okay, now is he doing, he thinks he's doing jokes now? Is that what?
That's not your business.
I don't know.
Wait, what's it your phone?
You can hear it from there. So, you know, what I'm going to do is I'm going to sign out of the live broadcast. We're going to stay on Facebook. Join us on Facebook for a little bit more. We're going to be here on Facebook. My name is Frank Cotolo. The man whose name joins the title of the show. Jeremy Long, for those who are listening and not on Facebook, thank you for being here. And, you know, you'll come back because you do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I'm back here every now and then.
He'll be back one way or another on Facebook, what have you. Ray does his other show, and you'll see him around town here on...
Who cares? I might not even be here tomorrow. Who knows?
He might not even be here tomorrow. So, you know, that's pretty much what can happen to all of us. We just don't know. But we know that... Huh?
If you're in the central Pennsylvania area, before I fly back to Los Angeles, please come to St. Thomas Roasters tomorrow night.
And also find him at this address. It's 642 North Main Boulevard, right off of Broadway, 74th, 62nd, 34th, 22nd, on the corner of Happy and Healthy.
So what we're doing is, good night, Mrs. Ernstweil, wherever you may be located. We know.
P.O. Box 147.
We'll be back. We'll probably be back. If everything goes right, we'll be back here. Join us on Facebook right now. What do they do? Go to Jeremy Long?
Oh, yeah.
Go to Jeremy Long's Facebook thing, and we'll be on there. And, okay. But now we're going to leave. Why are we going to leave now? Because
we have nothing more to say.